and you went wrong. Most of the rest of my time here was spent in a renewed search for the missing dumbbell.
What missing dumbbell?
Oh, sorry, didn't I mention that? Remiss of me. The entire case hinges on the missing dumbbell.
Mr. Holmes.
I've one more piece of advice.
Well, I hope it's a sight more practical than the last one.
I recommend a nice, cheery country walk for both of you. Then lunch at some suitable hostelry. And this evening, tired but happy.
Man, this is getting past the
And this evening, I'd be obliged if you'd join me at the gates to this house before dusk, without fail, Mr. Mack.
Oh, that sounds more like sanity.
Oh, it was all excellent advice. But one thing before we part.
Well?
I want you to write a note to Mr. Barker.
Saying what?
Here, I've drafted it for you. Well?
That's not possible, Mr. Holmes. I've already inquired.
Nonetheless.
Give me that.
Well, Inspector, what does it say?
It says, Doctor, that at first light tomorrow, a gang of police workmen are going to set to divert the river that runs through this estate.
Divert the river?
Yes. We're going to drain the moat.
He's not coming.
It's not mine yet, Baldwin.
Ah, you bungled it. He was wise to you.
Quiet.
We're sitting here like rats in a trap.
If you can't shut your mouth, Baldwin, I'll shut it for you.
He'll come. My word on it.
Watson?
Yes. This gives us a good view of the study.
Excellent.
Well, we're here. What do we do now?
We possess our souls in patience.
Well, why are we here at all?
We try to make as little noise as possible. We have to set the scene to glorify our results sometimes. This would be a drab and sordid sort of profession if we didn't.
I'm a believer in direct action.
Oh, Mr. Mack, the blunt accusation, the brutal tap on the shoulder. What could poor Watson here make of that? But the subtle trap.
The quick inference.
The clever forecast.
The anticipation. The thrill.
Yes, the thrill. Where would that be if I'd explained everything beforehand? Where's the pride and justification in that? All I ask is a little patience. Everything will become clear.
Well, I hope the pride and the justification and the rest of it come before we all catch our death of cold.
Oh, on the subject of the clever forecast.
No, I don't think I've forgotten.
Forgotten what?
Mr. Holmes has an informant in London who predicted this murder.
Good God! Who is he?
We don't know. He's just a name, Porlock.
It's the man behind him that matters.
Are you still sticking to that?
Oh, yes, yes. Professor James Moriarty. The most dangerous criminal in England.
You think he's behind this? Well, why wasn't I told?
Oh, it's just Mr. Holmes's bee in a bonnet. I made some inquiries myself, you know.
About Moriarty?
Aye, Doctor. I went to see him.
Did you indeed?
And I'm bound to say that he struck me as a very respectable, learned and talented sort of man.
Oh, I'm glad you've got so far as to recognize the talent.
Oh, man, you can't help but recognize it. I had a chat with him about eclipses.
Eclipses? Was that what you wanted to chat with him about?
Well, no, it wasn't. To be truthful with you, how the talk got that way, I kinda think.
Yeah.
But somehow it did. And I'll tell you, he had out a reflector lantern and a globe, and he made it all seem clear to me in a minute.
Eclipses. Something dark concealing something light. Moriarty's mirror image and explained with a reflector lantern. He was playing with you.
He lent me a book on the subject too, but I don't mind saying it was a bit over my head. But his whole manner, it struck me he did meet a grand minister of the Kirk.
Dear God.
I'm telling you, Mr. Holmes, when he put his hand on my shoulder as we were parting, it was like a father's blessing before you go out into the cold, cruel world.
The man's a genius. Mr. Mack, James Moriarty sits at the center of a web that stretches across the entire criminal world.
But you have no proof, man.
He draws checks on 6 different banks. He owns priceless works of art, and he pays his chief of staff £6,000 a year.
That's more than the Prime Minister gets.
The Professor's official salary is £700 per annum.
Now, how can this Professor be connected with this affair?
Look, what is it?
It's what we've been waiting for.
There's a light in the study.
Someone's moving about. Can you see who it is?
No.
Wait.